welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran at Saskatchewan Pork Industry Symposium 2025. My guest is Dr. Stephanie Smith, the Chief Veterinary Officer and Director of the Veterinary Unit of the Saskatchewan Ministry of Agriculture. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Smith.
Thank you so much for having me.
As part of Saskatchewan Pork Industry Symposium 2025, you discussed the topic ASF and emerging diseases. What should you be concerned about at the farm today? First of all, how has the focus on preventing the transmission of diseases, swine diseases, evolved? Over what time frames and why?
Sure. It really has evolved, I would say, probably over the last 10 to 20 years. Primarily, the biggest change, I think, has been the integration with industry. There has been a lot over time where, you know, the federal government has really taken a driving role, the provincial government starting to come on board, but particularly with the formation of the Animal Health Canada nationally, there's really a big push to do this together. And really, that is because we recognize it's going to be a real challenge. We need to collaborate to be able to get through some of these challenging diseases as a team.
What are the main concerns in Canada at this point, the main disease risks, and what are the factors there?
Sure. So from a regulated disease perspective, probably the biggest concerns from our side for the swine sector are things like Seneca Valley virus and porcine epidemic diarrhea. Both of those are diseases of concern, not only from the health of the animals perspective, but also from the trade and economic barriers. So these are two diseases that are of concern because our U.S. trading partners have some significant issues. You know, if we have animals crossing the border, we see disease in both sides of the countries, but we do have some expectations we need to meet. The biggest factor for us in terms of these diseases really is the fact that they very easily transmit. So within how the pork sector is integrated, we have to look at how we can stop that disease from spreading to be able to keep our animals healthy.
What are we seeing in terms of concerns over endemic diseases, and how has the focus shifted on that front along with the focus on foreign animal disease or emerging diseases?
I'd say endemic disease, I mean, really, it does change over time. You know, we're always dealing with new and upcoming bacteria, viruses. They like to change and shift over time. On that front, I'd say we've seen some really good input through our herd veterinarians. We have veterinary infrastructure and networks within this country that have really worked to bridge the gap between the provinces. And we see a lot of collaboration and efforts on research, on vaccine development, treatment protocols, and a lot of good collaboration at that veterinary space. So I think comparing that to the foreign animal disease sector, I'm actually very comfortable and confident where our swine veterinary infrastructure is in Canada, and how then we can tap into that and use that support when we come into some of these other more challenging diseases.
What strategies are pork producers using to reduce the introduction of the endemic diseases? What strategies are proving effective? And what are the factors on that front?
Sure. I think all of it comes down to biosecurity is really that key piece, right? So trying our best to, you know, stop those diseases entering at the door, making sure that we have, you know, changes in boots, shower in, shower out, not bringing in products that could be affected, not having other species being able to enter the barns. And on that front, I'd say the swine sector, again, is one of those ones that's probably best placed to be able to keep some of those diseases out. That's really that first layer of defense. And then from there, it's really about things like nutrition, like minimizing stress and working with the veterinarians on vaccination and deworming protocols to try to mitigate those other factors.
Are we seeing an impact on the prevalence of disease, and how is that actually quantified?
Great question. Yes and no. I kind of think it depends on the disease, right? So some of our more emerging issues, like things like Seneca Valley virus, we have yet to know, right? So it kind of comes in waves and cycles. So we kind of have to spend some time on that and look at it. But I would say how we quantify really is through our health and surveillance networks. So we have our Canadian Animal Health Surveillance System, and specifically we have a number of swine networks. And again, coming back to, you know, how the veterinarians are working here on these surveillance networks, we have industry and veterinarians working together to look across the country. What are our patterns of disease? What are the disease outbreaks occurring? And talking about then what strategies we can use. So I would say we have very good infrastructure here. Where we're at on each disease kind of depends at every point in time, but we have a good infrastructure to be able to support us to get through.
How has the emergence, the latest developments with regards to African swine fever changed the equation?
probably just by reminding us that we're not always in the driver's seat. This can be occurring through human behavior. As I mentioned in my presentation, we can have travelers bringing this disease in. We could have producers that are not commercial producers bringing a disease in, potentially having that spread to their pigs, and this could impact the commercial sector. So a lot of that is about, producers that can't necessarily always mitigate their own risk. That risk could be brought into the country by somebody else. So again, it has come down to how do we integrate then as a nation? How do we make sure our borders are as secure as they can be and mitigate some of those risks where individual producers don't necessarily have that ability?
What are the potential implications of an African swine fever or other foreign animal disease incursion into Canada?
For the swine sector particularly, I'd say the primary risk is in terms of the export impact. So the swine sector in general across Canada is around 70% export driven, meaning that they are heavily reliant on being able to move animals, particularly into the U.S. and into other trading markets. So if we were to see a disease occur in Canada that would cause those borders to close, probably the biggest impact is not just the disease itself, but every other animal that is waiting to cross the border.
How have developments globally in regards to African swine fever and other foreign animal diseases, such as classical swine fever or foot and mouth disease, affecting the general awareness, and what impact has that had?
It's a good question. We've certainly seen more than just the typical movements affecting disease. So certainly things like political unrest, potential environmental catastrophes like hurricanes or like wildfires or floods, things like that, I think are affecting disease movements more than ever before. Or we're more aware of them anyhow. And it really reminds us of the fact that some of the infrastructure that we have built does get challenged by things that aren't necessarily under our control. There has been, I'd say, a significant amount of awareness around things like African swine fever within our own circle, right? So within industry, within government, is the general population as aware as they should? Probably not. And I think the real challenge we see there is more about whether the public is still willing to trust the producer, trust government, trust their veterinarian, because I think we have seen that general shift in the population. So while we may understand as this internal group, not necessarily at that same level of understanding as at the public level.
As a consequence, what do North American pork producers need to be keeping in mind at this point, and why?
I think really the biggest piece right now is around that culture of preparedness. So understanding what we need to be ready for, whether it is a foreign animal disease, an endemic disease, it's all the same, right? It's still going to have an impact on their bottom line. Being that this industry is so export driven, having those relationships with our U.S. partners, with our trading partners, and participating with us in maintaining this infrastructure that we have, I think is most critical so that they can continue to have a healthy and safe herd in this country, as well as to be prepared should the worst happen.
How can anyone interested get more information?
Certainly lots of sources. I mean, for the industry, certainly talking to your industry organizations is a great first step. For the general public, talking to your veterinarian if you have an animal, connecting with the province if you're interested. And I would also draw people's attention to Animal Health Canada nationally as a great source of information about what is happening as a country with respect to farmed animal health and welfare.
And is there anything you would like to add?
I think I always take the opportunity to talk about mental health, whether you're the general public that's going through, some tough times and thinking about what happens with an animal disease, or you're a producer that's significantly impacted. I don't think we can ever say enough about recognizing that it's not just the physical toll, the financial toll, it's also the mental toll that this can take. So really do advocate for, thinking of what support you need. Don't be ashamed of that. This is something that is just as much of a concern as any physical health issue. There are supports here for you, and please do reach out and even contact us at the province if you have any need for support.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Our guest has been Dr. Stephanie Smith, the Chief Veterinary Officer and Director of the Veterinary Unit of the Saskatchewan Ministry of Agriculture. For Farmscape Online at Saskatchewan Pork Industry Symposium 2025, I'm Bruce Cochran.